Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. This is happening next week.
Nice.
This is the future. We're recording on a Monday, and this isn't going out till next Tuesday. I don't even know what date it is.
27th, is it?
That's showbiz.
Thanks, so.
27th.
Today. That's 27th.
It says 23rd in my watch, but...
What is it, a Japanese scrap, is it? So it'll be going out on the 4th Shikonda. Of August. My guest today, Aaron McCann, Tim Gallagher. You guys have a podcast, do you?
We do. Dirt Civil.
Dirt Civil. Mm. Where can the people find that?
Everywhere you find podcasts.
Yeah.
Spotify, Apple,
iTunes,
Spreaker, Bing.
All
right.
I'll edit this out. But So finally, lockdown is over. No one gives a fuck anymore. Even you were bricking it there for a minute, but then now you tell me you weren't leaving the house, and then yesterday you're on a boat party with your brother.
Brother's 40, if you know what I mean. Like, it has to be a few challenges.
Is he your next sibling up?
No, my next sibling up is probably 38.
And you're what?
I'm 26.
You should have been a hand job, bro.
I find it so crazy.
That's well late.
26, like in the next one. That's mad.
I feel like you'd never be stuck for like pocket money growing up though. You know what I mean?
Give it to the young cub.
You go, aye. Fuck, I already for you at all. You know?
No, I'm sure half of them are Protestants, so they'd give you fuck all.
Oh,
well. That's true. Yeah, you're not wrong. Like.
Tim out there pretending he's a farmer.
Everyone thinks I am a farmer.
I bet you were late because you were at the bank, were you?
No, I was feeding cows.
Literally feeding cows.
I was. No joke. Love it.
What the... you don't let that out quite...
Nah.
It doesn't come across a lot that you're living on a functioning farm.
No, I hold it back. It was borderline child labour growing up.
Yeah.
Farming. Didn't grow up on the farm, but I try to hold it off my social media because it's not the vibe I want to give out. You know, it doesn't fit with the whole online coach.
This is a good workout for the tries.
Aye.
Pulling them tits off.
I know. But no, I definitely don't want to be a farmer. But it has to be done, you know.
This is a General Banter exclusive, Tim's secret farming life.
Exactly. Everyone's messaging me. I put one cow in my story and they're like, no way, do you have cows, sir?
One cow in the story and then that's it. Like.
That's it. That's
it. Do you do a Balmoral show next year?
Can you do online farming?
No, I don't. No, well, funny, my dad sits on the online mart. Right. Every Monday night, and all you hear is, Dad loves it. Like, Mum's not a big fan, it ruins Coronation Street.
But is it like most people have, like, you know, like a ton of fucking Amazon packages land on their door
because
they're drunk, and your mom just opened the room, like, there's a fucking load of cattle here?
Pretty much, that's what it's like growing up in the country, you know. But no, I try to stay away from the farm as much as I can, honestly. It's not a good look, like.
Just get pulled in for emergencies.
Mm. Dad's away this weekend, you see, so cows have to be fed.
Cows not to feed themselves in the field.
No, they're baby cows, like.
Oh, right.
Calves.
You gotta blend it up for them?
It's powdered milk, like.
Is it?
It's like a protein shake, eh? Then whack it into a big teat, and then they just suck away, you know? And then you just have to...
That's like what we do with our baby, right now.
It's pretty much.
Get up in the morning, fucking, you know, slap it in a
teat. 8 calves. I'd say mine's a bit handier, like, I just throw the milk in, and you probably have to take a bit more care with yours.
I'll just sit and be like, you fucking... Although, this morning, he's been... He's becoming less interested in milk.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I seen that he was eating scrambled eggs.
He's tank. This is what he did this morning.
He actually is.
He made the jump from he would take a bottle in the morning, then he'd take like a wee bit of a bottle, probably just like thirsty, just like nice. And then you give him ready brack, and he was getting more disinterested in that. And it was fucking screaming and all. Then he moved him up to the porridge.
Oh, what?
And he was chomping it porridge. And then he's in the high chair, grabs this top of a fucking kitchen chair for the table.
Yeah,
throws it down. He's fucked it on its side.
Wait till he has Cocoa Pops, eh? Fucking mind blown.
I give him a fucking green apple the other day, and he just swore I give him fucking 8 lines of speed. Because it's probably more sugar than he's ever had. He was going to go, and I tried to get it off. I'm going to take a bite. It was incredible.
Aye, but he'd been chasing that dragon then. The first time, always, first apple's always good.
Catch him locked away in the bedroom. What are you doing? He's got like 8 pink ladies.
What are you?
Chomping the head of it. Go fucking nut. I swear to God, he was like, it was like you give him fucking 2 tins of Monster. He's went nuts. Like.
But he has a full set of teeth, nearly. He's like a full grown man. Like, it's
all right. He's getting teeth over and over and over again. And there's people, I know, like, there's people going, like, oh, we have a 1-year-old and he's just getting, like, a tooth coming through.
Eddie's just like, here we go.
This guy's opening a bottle of beer with his teeth.
Oh my god.
It's just like the spit of Maureen, but yeah, like has your build.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest, I've seen a few other people's babies recently, and they're like little babies, you know what I mean? They're like,
I'm about to say pizza.
Well, here's another thing. Maureen's mate had her wee girl there, and she's about 1.5 or 2 or so. I don't know what age she is. What was it? Eddie is 5 ounces. Or maybe it was a
pounds. Ounces?
I can't remember. No. Yeah, it would have been pounds.
Pounds, eh?
Lighter. And she's about a full year older than him.
So.
But he's not like.
He is a savage, like.
But he's not a big fat baby. You know, you see those big.
No. Fucking, no, remember, he's well built.
Remember, like the gypsy baby thing? The guy. Yeah. the guy was like, well, that's a big baby. Yeah, dude, we freed him fucking.
Raw meat.
He's on the roids, and the baby has a fucking Rolex and all. And it's fucking 6'2".
Well, fuck you, Eddie Guinness.
I fucking Guinness bastards. But he's not like one of them big turnip babies.
No, he's not.
But like, he's just thick. Like, turnip. You know what I mean? Turnip. He's got a bit, you know, like,
what's a turnip baby?
You know what I mean? Like grass. Like, well, not like. Yeah, these other babies look like wee skinny babies, like wee tiny hands. Mm. He's just got like thick hands and big thick legs and everything. He's just thick boy.
He's strong. He's
just pulling chairs over and fucking just all sorts of shit. Like, you'll hear racking. Like, if he wakes up at night and we haven't went to bed yet, you'll hear racking about. And he's just fucking grabbing the thing and all.
Running about the room just.
Yeah, man, he's going to shut down the crash, like.
Just walking around bullying people. Tony Soprano. Days. Just taking people's lunches out of their hand.
You come to me on my lunch break.
What age is he? He's only like
8 months.
Oh my days.
So that's mad.
And he's full on eating toast and eggs. He's having brunch and he's 8 months.
He's eating like a bodybuilder. He's sitting there shaking a fucking
on that
protein shake.
Here we go.
Yeah, oh literally, like, days. I mean, back to back feeding him all day. Like, you take about 5 bottles and then eat about 4 times.
His life doesn't sound too much different to
no.
me.
You're mad. Oh, there you go.
Microwave on meals just straight in.
I heard you turf half of them in the bin, them free meals you get. Salmon straight in the bin.
This fine salmon, no thanks. It does, it's, yeah.
Shout out to, what are they called?
Clean Cut Meals.
Shout out to Clean Cut Meals. You want to sponsor a real podcast around this month? You want to shift some units? Send them all to my house.
Dirt Civil, 20. Get on it.
20% off. Unbelievable. So everyone's losing weight. I'm on your program.
Absolutely. Killing it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm lifting too much, man. The weight's not coming off. I'm getting heavier. I'm eating nothing, getting heavier.
You said one day, you said in a story, you were like, oh, Tim has me on like 3 calories. Yeah. And I had someone messaging me like, is Gettys actually on 3 calories? Or? I was like, please, no, don't take anything he says seriously.
3 calories. Yeah, 3 calories is a bit fucking extreme.
What's that? Is that one inhale?
Yeah, just breath.
It's a bit of rainwater hitting on the lip.
You're not even allowed to breathe sometimes. But no, I had to say to him, look, don't take Gettys, you know, as fact.
Well, yeah. You know, I have to tell that to my wife sometimes.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you do know 90% comes out of my mouth, I've lied for laughs. Do you know what I'm saying?
Lied for laughs.
What was I going to say? I found the perfect meal, though. It was a steak, and I fucking took the wee shot of it with a fitness pal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a sirloin steak. Bang. Full packet of prawns. Cooked nice. Up with some, like, paprika.
Surf and turf job.
Yeah, surf and turf. And I mean a full fucking bag of spinach, wilted down.
Class.
And it was all, like, 440 calories.
Jesus.
That's it, like. It's all about volume, man.
And by the way, uncooked spinach was like fucking 14 calories. Wilted spinach was like -2 calories.
you burn more eating it.
Yeah.
That's what celery's like. Celery, you burn more calories eating it than you're actually taking in. But it tastes like absolute cake.
Raw celery's
dirt.
Cooked celery in like a stew or something.
Is it?
Adds a lot of taste, yeah.
I tasted it once and I didn't like it.
See when you
dipped it into peanut butter. Well, apparently that's the thing.
Asshole. What do you put a courgette in a fucking tub of jam, rotten. Of course.
It was. No, I was told peanut butter and celery is good, and also peanut butter and cottage cheese, it was equally as bad.
I tried to have cucumber and cabbage.
You what?
Cucumber and cabbage.
Yeah. Nutella and celery.
Delicious. Delicious. Chocolate spread. This golf thing I've never had.
I feel like you'd be quicker just putting peanut butter on your finger.
It would make more sense. On reflection, it makes more sense. Yeah, definitely.
Why is everyone hot on the deck of themselves as well? They're about Biscoff. Like, it's like the thing
now.
It's
coming through. Yeah, it's all right.
It's like, I don't think I've ever had it out of the jar. I've had Biscoff cheesecake, which just tastes like cheesecake. New York cheesecake.
Kind of associated, like, if you were somewhere and they give it to you, like, as a free biscuit with a tea or something. And now it's
never the actual Biscoff, though. It's always, like, a wee cheap.
Yeah.
Cheap one, but.
This would work now if you were doing marketing. You get some random fucking account or name, and you have someone be like, you know, in like a Scottish sort of twang or whatever, just be like, oh man, let's not act like these aren't the best biscuits around, and then boom, 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 that flies around the internet, and then Biscoff, or you can buy them everywhere now.
So Java Cakes, if you're listening, we can take you to the top.
Dirt 20.
Don't forget the symbol, sir. It's the most important part.
Yeah, it sounds weird. Just dirt. Dirt level 20. The only reason it's nice is because that's all you get. Because I was in a fucking B&M Bargains, and for a pound, they give you a fucking kilo and a half of them. And when they're in the house, you don't give a fuck about them. You're like,
You're like Gary Vee showing them out.
This is the biscuit.
It's just throwing Biscoffs out the car window at tramps. But they are only nice because it's free.
Yeah, they're very... Yeah. It's like the... Like the little chocolate we got free with this, that was good because it was free.
Yeah, he's tasty. Yeah. You're not gonna eat like a fucking
not gonna have a packet of it at home.
I actually love dark chocolate, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But yeah, it's like a wee sneaky. It's like we got a chippy. It was actually a few weeks ago now, and when you get a full fish supper, oh no, it was in Port Rush. When you get a full fish supper
spot,
and you're trying to eat all this shit, you're like, chips aren't great. If you had a fish supper, and I went, oh, I fucking chicken, lovely. Mm. But when you're sitting there and you're like, you take a deep breath and you're like, there's still like a lot of chips.
I know.
Yeah.
It's not that nice. It's just the sneakiness.
I think fish and chips are overrated, like.
Massively.
Definitely.
I would never order it, like.
No, it's not something that, you know, you crave Chinese. You don't crave going,
Do you know what fucks me off? Is if you go to like, say a bistro and someone orders.
What's this next movie? Say you go to Bob and Bert's, for example.
And someone orders a curry. That really fucks me off. Like,
That bothers me. And also, if people order pasta, drives me nuts.
Oh, see, I love a good carbonara.
It's great.
You get a dinner and a show. The guy's just basically abusing his staff half the time. And it's hilarious. Like,
it's a good watch.
But, yeah, my sister will be like, we're going to the Villa Italia. Not the shit of it. It's a great place.
Mm.
But she'll be like, their carbonara is stunning. And you're like, you know, it's three things. I can make you fucking carbonara right now, and it would taste the same. Like, I think it's absolutely stunning. I ate it, and I was stunned at how, at how fucking beige it was.
I do like carbonara. To be
a lot of, unless it's pizza, a lot of Italian food can eat my dick, and there's a load of it. It's just fine. That's why I like Asian stuff, because you're eating it and you go, I can make this.
The flavour, I get that.
Sauce where it's like, tastes good and then smells like a fucking dog's ass.
But like, authentic Italian pizza can get fucked too. Like,
really?
Just have Tyrone, like, best style. Like,
that's authentic, like real thin and bubbly.
Authentic's Giuseppe's.
I've never had a Giuseppe's, and I know that's a big staple in your two lives, but I've never had it.
Listen, it's just good a fun thing we like to play along with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, if I went to another pizza place in Noma, I could be sweet.
This is pretty good.
But I'm happy, you know what I mean? You land on it.
Yeah. I like Papa G's, personally. Pizza in Oma.
Papa G's?
It would be my favourite.
We do have 24 pizza places in Oma.
That's also true.
That's what I was going to say. We've got 24% off that.
Papa G's 20.
Papa Dirt.
Them sponsorships racking up.
Papa Dirt.
I could be a shout.
I think the Giuseppe's was actually just a reward for driving to a gig. You know, like, a lot for years it was you go to Oma and you leave 2 days later with 10 years knocked off your life.
Yeah,
but now it's like, you know, sensible. Oh, I've done
the
gig,
them days.
Let's get a fucking, you know, I go to Terry Key's house, wake up, his cock ring stuck in the back. Meggy gets actually assaulted by a 6'4" woman who's a judo black belt.
Class.
And then you head home and it's all a good weekend.
Oh, my days. Yeah, I came in too late for that. I feel like
You were doing your fucking key stage thing.
Yeah, I had double French in the morning, like, when you were doing that.
What's double French mean? How long's that in your school?
Like an hour, two half hour periods of French class.
What a waste of time.
See, our school worked in 20 minute increments.
What?
I like that. That's like the Pomodoro technique for productivity. 20
another great pizza place.
There you go.
Pomodoro.
Oh my days.
Sammy Pomodoro.
Oh my days. Great.
20 minute, yeah.
20 minute. 20 minute burst.
Yeah.
Apparently it's the most productive amount of time.
I got this watch and it's broken up into this little 50 minute thing, and sometimes I'll move it round.
I like that watch. You put that in your Instagram story.
I move it round to like there. And I go right of that red period.
Oh,
do,
yes.
Do like emails or something.
Oh shit, that's nice.
Do you know what I mean? That's what lockdown has been for me.
Watches.
Hours upon hours of just looking at watches online and watching guys talk about watches.
When are you gonna invest in a big like a big time watch? You know,
I'm yet to find one that really fucking. I tell you what, I would get. I would get an Omega Speedmaster.
Mm.
The Moonwatch, I would get that just because of its significance. But there's nothing that I see where I'm like, oh my god, I would drop 10 grand on that. Because I look at it like, I love buying shoes, but I'll never be like, here's a fucking 5 grand pair of Italian leather Gucci boots, and that's all I'm buying.
Yeah.
Give me fucking 100 pairs from TK Maxx.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm a tramp. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. But yeah, I would, if I had a pile of money, I would get an Omega Speedmaster, but that's it. And I'd probably see it and go, well, I'm gonna buy a different color now.
I know.
Do you like watches, watch guy?
I do like watches, yeah, but I don't know, I'm not at the level where I'd want to like spend big money on a watch yet. Same with shoes. I'd rather just buy a load of nice watches that suit loads of different outfits,
exactly,
at a decent price point, not just spend.
We see, I've got into the world of Seiko.
I've seen watches, you put up, right? A little.
I have fucking four of them now. But like, that's a good way to collect really good watches. With it's like if there were cars, you had a load of Volkswagens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like
standard.
It's like good quality.
I don't get either reference.
Yeah, he can't tell the time we're driving.
Sounds like
that is true. Yeah,
but like you can have like a fucking box full of them instead of just one.
All
watch
different colors.
You're,
yeah,
like protecting.
Mm.
I don't give a fuck.
You know? Nah, I'm the same.
And also this watch. I've been sitting there with this, and someone's had like an Omega Seamaster, and I've looked at the two of them, and I'm like,
yeah, there's not that much difference.
You know, what am I paying for here?
You're paying for the brand name, I suppose, really, at the end of the day. Like.
Yeah.
Casio does.
And you know, you watch rap videos, you're like, bringeth the puss. And in real life, it's just some guy going, oh, it's nice out there.
Where'd you get that?
Tim's new book, Bringeth the Puss, is like,
Dirt Civil 20 for 20% off.
Off the ebook. It's narrated by Aaron.
So it takes 4 hours.
Can't read, can't tell the time, can't drive. His new book, Can't. Which is a picture book, will be out.
Aaron McCant.
That was good. Yeah. I like that. That was good.
Still sharp.
McCant or not? Jesus Christ. So the main point of this meeting today was so we can go for Asian food after, really, to be honest.
I'm very excited, actually. Very excited.
You've been thriving during lockdown.
But like myself, yeah.
You started well, to be fair.
Oh,
I remember when we had a conversation at the start. McCann's like, right, I've bought 15 courses here. I'm going to come out of this with a degree.
Yeah, at least you're learning. Yeah, at least you're doing something.
Yeah. And then I went for like a 6 week period of just like drinking, eating shit. And then I was like, I'm sick of this.
You found out it's possible to sleep 16 hours on end.
Got my sleeping pattern back.
I feel like I would be physically crippled if I lay for 16 hours. Last night I went to sleep at fucking 1 and got up at 7. And I, whatever length of time that is, still get out of bed like, hamstrings tight.
Standard.
Neck sore.
What do you find those your perfect sleep, as in like hours wise? Like, if you get, you know, it's like 8 hours is the recommended.
I'm 6, like, do you know, if I get 6, yeah, I'm sweet.
Do you know what mine would be? No joke. It would be like, say, I could get up early, right? And then about...
Nap.
11, sleep for about 3 hours, right? And then stay up to about 8 at night, and then sleep from about 8 to about 12, and then get up. So if I had like 2...
It's like a body holding
3 days in one day.
If I could, instead of going to bed once, if I could have like 2... longer naps, I'd be flying. Because there's a lot of times I have to, you know, I'm like, well, I suppose society tells me I should be going to bed now.
Screw maybe, society.
Mainly because there's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Like, your fucking child is asleep and your wife's in bed and you're like, well, fuck, I'll go to bed then. But plenty of nights I just lie there going,
what now?
Yeah, I'm big, yeah.
That's where you would take drugs or drink. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're like, there's no full stop on this day.
Yeah. I kind of did a dirty habit of listening to podcasts as I'm going to bed, and now I can't sleep without something in the background.
I like the sleep timer. I like, you know, the way it turns off after like 15 minutes. But I don't like the way then when you wake up, say if you fell asleep after 5 minutes, you don't know where you're at in the podcast.
Yeah.
Which is quite annoying also. But
you see, I would probably get into that. The only way I would fall into a deep sleep is if I actually try and watch something that I'm supposed to pay attention to.
Yeah.
So if I put it on and be like, oh yeah, Forrest Gump. You know what I mean? Like 5 minutes in, I'm like fucking nodding off.
Dozed off.
I hate sleeping. I'd rather not. I walk around knackered all day.
Yeah.
But I hate having to go to sleep. Drives me nuts.
No, I do love sleep now. And I know you love sleep also.
It's such a weird thing though, isn't it? When you think about it, like, if you're having a real stone fall.
I know.
You just like lie there pretending to do it, and then you do it, and then you wake up.
Man, sleep is the cousin of death. And you know who said that? Nas.
Shout out Nas.
Shout out to Nastifer Jones.
It's all about the quality of sleep too, though.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people just go to bed, and then they get 8 hours, and they think, why am I still tired?
Oh, yeah, you need a wank, like.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
I can barely sleep sometimes, unless I have one.
See, it's never an issue I've had. As soon as I hit the pillow, sir, I'm gone.
I'm everywhere. Eight.
just gone. I just explode, then wake up and deal with it in the morning.
Oh, my God. Are you still sober October on the Buckham?
Oh, aye. It's COVID, sir.
Sober October.
It's COVID. It's COVID. You can't be touching anyone else, sir.
Aye, but evil.
That's the weirdest way I've heard someone describe celibacy. Are you still doing sober October on the Buckham?
Yeah. Are you like, is there something just mystical about vaginal sex? Or will you go ass to mouth?
Ass to mouth, fine.
Is it?
Fine.
Jesus didn't mind rumming. Like.
The vaginal stuff.
So the vaginal
stuff. That's the sacred. Sacred.
That's where Satan is.
Tell that to your asshole. So is that for real? Like you could fucking.
No.
You could be 69.
No. It's just, you know, you're supposed to try and stay celibate for as long as you can until marriage. That's the whole.
So you're like, all right, the wedding's booked, but you're just all over her face.
Everyone's different, you know. Everyone does their own thing, but.
Bagpiping.
What's that now?
Fuck that armpit.
I would have never got that if I was trying to figure out what that was.
I'll look it up.
Bagpiping.
Bagpipe.
It's one of these things where I type in Pornhub and there's like 500 links around.
Bagpipe. I'm sure that's not a thing.
I would like to see that. If you could pull a clip up of that.
Bro, I'm a man of the world. Look at the thumbnail here. Look at the size of his cock, bro. It's like a Swiss roll.
That's what... A Sky remote? That's the way McCann describes his.
What?
Sky remote?
Old buttons on it.
Lovely. Keypad?
Infrared.
Full of dust.
Meat sanitised regularly.
Oh my goodness. That's...
Oh Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck.
Let me see.
I typed in bagpiping. This is just a video of a guy actually playing bagpipes.
Imagine, like, you had a video of you playing bagpipes, and then someone's like, where will I upload this?
It's popping off on Pornhub.
I got banned from that.
By the way, how fucking hectic are these videos always at the side where it's like,
I know, they're two times speed, man.
But then also, you know.
That's the way I listen to podcasts. But productivity.
Fucking people. But you'll get something like this, and the cookies has meant that they know where your geolocation is, and I'll be like, "Wanna fuck sluts in Craigavon?"
I got one at one time. It was like horny, dirty sluts and escrow. Right
now, you get there, it's Terry McHugh.
Oh, that's too much. That's too much.
Mine always
comes up as Craigavon, but Oma never has them.
It must be a real fuck.
Oma never has them. It's always Craigavon.
Nah.
But I think our Wi-Fi, our 4G comes up as Craigavon sometimes.
Yeah, we need to give it a rest in the pizza spots and barbers and get more spots.
Oh, wow. Is this bagpipe? Oh, wow. Class.
Why is there no sound?
This is an actual thing.
Why is there no sound? Yeah, that guy's just fucking our armpit. What about them big fake teddies?
I have never seen
that. More turned on.
Why won't this? Hold on,
Craig Gavin.
Why won't this class connect? Who the fuck?
You know, this is where they're all at, in Craig Gavin.
Hold on a second, if I can get this guy actually playing bagpipes there. Maybe the the volume's down from a.
But some people, some people actually do that. Have you never seen that? On like, they just try and get their video out there, and they're like, right, I'm struggling on Vimeo. Social media's not working. Let's just upload it here.
The secret gig edit might put on Pornhub.
Yeah, you should just
link a Pornhub.
I know, yeah. Absolutely. And then you have to put a title, like a clickbait title. That's what they all do.
30 people get fucked with giggles or something.
Yeah.
Dirty, horny giggle monsters in your area.
Definitely. I hate these cartoons. TikTok. Oh my days.
That's my fucking just... Why am I not hearing that? You're deafened.
Me fucking tunnel.
Why can't I hear that? You're fucking going deaf over there. Why is there a lizard?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. This is better than any porn.
Do you know what? Whenever I play the Niall, you've some work to do, man. Because when I played the bagpiping thing, I couldn't hear it. It was probably just...
I could hear the bagpiping as well. She was enjoying it.
Was she?
She was, to be fair.
Yummy, love her.
Look at this doll here. Class.
Who was it? I mean, I've never came across, wrong term, any females that were like into anything super weird. Have you ever? Apart from emotional abuse.
All of them?
Gaslighting? Turned you on? No, not like mad crazy. Like. Nah.
Not me neither. Not mad, like.
No. What about yourself?
No, not for mad. No. Crazy, no. Like. But oh, Mickey, he was talking about some girl looking
pissed. Shock, Mickey.
I mean, you attract what you know. Give
yeah.
Yeah.
All them Premier Inns.
You're average of the five hairs you're banging. Yeah. Right.
Energy goes where focus flows. Or whatever the fucking saying is.
Oh, my dear.
Oh, so funny. Yeah, this is probably
It would be messy, like, if someone was like, I like to be pissed on, and you're like, that's
in you. Honestly, you wouldn't want me to piss on you.
No.
Nah.
That big morning arm brew
piss. Dehydrated. It'd just be like hay. Like, be stinking.
You got popcorn on?
I can't believe that's actually a thing. People like that.
Pissing on each other?
It's a bit off. Like,
I mean, that's probably like on the tame end of what people like. Bit of pish.
Yeah. That actually might be acceptable in my religion. I don't know.
Bagpiping to me is weirder than pish.
The Lord said pish on our face. Dirty bitch. No. I mean, it's just you would question who she was with or what happened to her before she got to you. Yeah. Can you piss in my mouth? Well, we're going to have to do some work on it.
How did we get to this point? And what's happened before that?
Yeah,
I'd just be like, fill in this coaching application form so I can find out a little bit more about you.
Nothing. Yeah, and get your money.
I dare say it's not a great relationship with the father on that one.
Definitely not.
The husband pissing in her mouth. Yeah, you know something weird's happened to you if you're like, listen, we're all having good crack here, but listen, I can't really get the
put
end away.
Put that selection box down and let me piss in your mouth.
I'm fucking eating my dinner.
Oh, sir.
Anyway. Do you want a much more bagpipe?
This is probably a change of pace from last week. Where Beck and...
Beck and Keys. Someone left a comment on Patreon. They were like, oh, I hope you're not going down the same wormhole as them. And I was like, nah.
No rabbit holes.
It would take a while. Like.
Just profiterole rolls.
Sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls.
But I enjoy the stories because they are fascinating. You know?
Oh, they definitely are. Yeah, 100%.
And some of them... I am obsessed kind of with that world of like once... As we were saying in the last one, once you've all the money and all the cars and all the fucking women and all, what do you do to get your fucking kicks? Like,
yeah. Having our kids. That's the only two you have on these days.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I'm 33 now, and I was saying to Niall before this podcast, when you know people your age, you're still trying to even be live that single life. You're like, weird.
Yeah.
What are you doing, man?
Yeah.
I know, like, everyone's like, oh, don't have kids, ruins your life. But you're like, what the fuck else are you going to do? Be on Snapchat?
Yeah.
You're 35, man.
Yeah, swiping Tinder.
Snapchat, that day to death. That really did die.
I was upset about it. I was killing the game Snapchat.
You went back on it again, did you not there recently? I go on it probably every 6 weeks, just to check in.
Do you know why I downloaded it? For the filters. And I was going to record stuff and take it out. But no, yeah, it's totally dead.
Like.
I get like fucking messages in German and all. I'm like, who the fuck is this? But I was... See, before they changed it, it was a very powerful...
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
I was like...
I think I was getting like 20,000 fucking wee eyes on the thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You could have sold out a gig.
Well, you did. Definitely. You sold out the fucking, what was it on the 4 hours notice? It was like one Snapchat from you and the place was fucking packed. Like, that's what it, like, that's how
it is definitely was. Very powerful.
Was it the charity gig we did?
No, what do you call the first one we did? And it was like 4 hours notice, there's a vlog of it and shit.
It was in The Fly or?
Yeah, The Fly. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah. That was back whenever Snapchat was actually popular.
Yeah.
Nothing's like that now. Like, TikTok, maybe?
TikTok, aye.
Everything's all weird fucking algorithms and...
Yeah, it is. Snapchat's dead now. It's just all, like...
Like, Facebook is a fucking... That's dead, like...
Yeah, it's dead.
Unless you pay for advertising. It's
like,
dead, like,
yeah. I put something up there. Like, that Barry the Blender page has, like, 163,000 things on it. You put a video up and it's, like, 5,000 views.
Yeah.
So it doesn't go to any of
them. They just don't show it to anyone unless you're going to pay money to...
Is there a way to even, like, get to all them people and be like, follow me on Instagram?
Nah.
Pay for an ad,
yeah. But then people pay for ads and they don't know what they're doing and it just ends up being a waste of money.
Yeah. Would it be funny to, like, just pay for an ad and the opening line is, Facebook's for fucking dickheads. Yeah. Follow me on fucking Instagram.
Instagram's where it's at, like.
My pinned tweet on Twitter is, fuck this, follow me on Instagram.
Good. Good marketing.
I like Twitter, but it fries your head.
I don't go on Twitter at all.
When people say social media is toxic, that's what they're talking about.
I find myself on occasion, like...
I thought you were going to say, I find myself on Twitter. That's where I go.
No, I'll be like, watching shit before I go to bed, and you watch like 10 violent street fights, and you're all tense, and you put the phone down, and you're like, I really should be doing that.
Yeah.
I'm like stressed watching it.
It's so much in the one go, like.
Or just some shit you don't want to see. Yeah. Remember I sent a photo in the comedians group one day, and it was like... It looked like this wee sort of Zelda type girl with a wee set of titties and a cock. And
yeah.
I don't know who retweeted it, what fucking filth I'm following, but it was just like, well, there's a fella with a dick.
Yeah.
Or a lady with a dick.
Yeah, again, how do you get to that, like?
That's why I don't go on Twitter.
Common cartoons?
No, definitely. I don't go on Twitter at all. I only use Instagram, Facebook,
business. Do you think if the lockdown went longer, people would just not have human contact, wouldn't have physical relationships, would wank themselves broken? And then people would just be like, you know what to do? I message people for a bit of interaction, and then I just put this machine up my ass for the rest of the time.
Well, did you find it weird when you like first met a couple people outside of lockdown, and you're like chatting to them?
No,
I felt very peep show.
There was a couple of there was a couple of moments where you're just a wee bit overwhelmed, where you're like, this is very loud, and you know, like,
yeah,
you're like, Jesus Christ, there's a lot to deal with just right now, but not with people, nah,
yeah.
Because, like, that's the first time I've seen you, even.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't feel like that long.
No.
If it was, like, fucking 4 years or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be weird.
Really? Like, what's it been? Four months? 5 months?
Something like that, yeah.
It's not that long in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, but there's people you wouldn't see that for that long anyway.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
And show technology now. She wouldn't
even know that we're gone at all.
FaceTime's not looking at.
That's it.
The amount of Zoom podcast we did.
No.
And obviously your house is lit by candle.
It's so true.
It's the warmest, yellowest light.
Oh, how warm is my house? Like,
yeah,
I'm convinced my ma's growing weed in it. There's no need for it to be that warm.
I swear the attic's full.
It's all the rest of the kids moved out. We're getting all hydroponic up in here.
No, your mum definitely loves the heat. Like,
me and my mum have like it's an even stronger bond we have now.
That's nice.
Lockdown.
That's real nice.
Drinking tea. And pink gin, about drugs, and
like you'll tell me, like, oh, I was chatting to my ma the other day, but and then insert something that you would take to the grave, and you're just sitting there telling your ma about it.
I tell her everything. You know, that's the kind of relationship you want to have. You know, you're like, you know, she's like, I trust.
Like you walk in, you start having a cup of tea, and the first sentence you hear is like, and I couldn't come, so I basically, you know what I mean. It's just like,
I was choking her, but she kept coughing.
She asked for it. Don't arrest me with the strength and her killer, but she's just sitting there. Like,
your mom's just, I just
fucking digesting. That's wild.
I don't even know how to hide a body, but
listen, a hole's a hole anyway. What's for dinner? Salmon, get it in the bin.
Where are they last likely to be found? Kimono or stool? You know what I mean? What's deeper?
I know. Your mom just kept rattling out the dinners too. I don't think she realised you were getting meals sent to you. No, I'd ring you and you were like, oh, it's fish fingers for tea tonight.
She always makes like big meals anyway for like herself and dad, and then she's just like,
realises that she's got enough for 12.
I'm like, my mom is sponsored athlete now, fuck's sake, can't be.
It's true.
Throwing out the spun salad.
I'm doing upside down sit ups in the room.
Like a bat.
It is so
have
funny,
you been working
though.
Out at all?
Nah, just walking.
Gay.
Okay. Just walking.
Well, one of the funny stories ever was when you were coming up to my house and your mom was like, make you dinner. And she was like, do you want something with us? And you were like, oh, I'm not eating. I'm eating stuff at Colin Moore's house. And she just took the scrambled egg and fucked it.
She literally
fuming. Fuming. I can imagine. I can imagine like, your mom being like,
it was
that.
Like robotic. Like it was like there was no turning back from that. I was like, oh, sure, I'm getting stuff up there. And she went, well, eject.
Abort, abort.
That's so offensive. There's nothing more offensive though to her is you turning down food that's just been made.
Yeah.
You should have had that. Like
you shot on her main purpose there.
Yeah,
she's just like, well, fuck this. Then
what's the point?
Well, what's hilarious is like too if my mum offers you something as well. Like,
yeah,
you know whenever you do get a bit paranoid if accepting like tea or something at someone's house, my mum's like legit pissed off.
Yeah,
don't take it.
What's the most, have you ever eaten something because someone gave it to you and out of embarrassment or whatever you ate the whole thing and you didn't want it at all?
This is so funny. I brought McCann to my auntie's house. Was it the time we were at the Olympics?
Yeah.
That's a throwback.
We went to see freestyle wrestling.
We went to see freestyle wrestling at the Olympics. It was all. We left 10 minutes early to go to Oxford Street.
Big wrestling guys.
Oh, big wrestling guys.
He's not even using the fucking chair. What is this shit? Will someone jump off a ladder for
fuck's
sake?
Where's Randy Orton?
When does his midget partner come in?
Oh, but my auntie, she made a big, massive feed of mushrooms, like, and McCann hated mushrooms at the time.
She went up to me and she
like
goes,
a hippie or something?
She was like,
no, she just very wholesome eating.
Well,
you know?
It was a mushroom casserole, wasn't it?
And it wasn't hallucinogenics. It was just good old fashioned mushrooms.
She goes, is there anything you don't like? And I was like,
everything in that pot.
I don't want to be saying, like, I was like, no, I'll eat anything, like, fucking save me.
But do you like mushrooms now?
I do, I've came round to them.
Well, there you go.
It's part of growing up, I think. But there's some things I don't think I'll warm to. Like celery.
Celery and peanut butter?
Yeah, fuck that.
That's just not a good combo.
Never eaten that.
I love a mushroom, I must say. I remember going this back when you could get like schoolboy tickets to rugby matches.
Mm.
Like in your school, you would buy like fucking, it was like €7 to be sitting like front row at an Ireland match. And there's like French guys with signs being like €500 a ticket and everything. But you would drink on the bus now. But I went round to this guy's house because we were meeting there and getting this bus to Dublin. And you were going round to his house early doors, like.
Yeah.
Because the match was like a 1 o'clock match on a Saturday or something. So early doors at his house to drive to this place where the bus was leaving. And I'd already ate. I was like, I can't remember, you know, you eat cereal or something. It's like, I've eaten whatever. Then I had a fucking apple and brought a banana with me and ate it in the way. And I got there and she was like, Colin, do you want to eat soda, do you? And I was like, no, I've eaten it all. She goes, you have to try them. You have to try these. They're bacon and cheese in the bread.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, honestly, I'll taste a wee bit or whatever, but I'm, you know, I've eaten already. And she brings out, you know, the full fucking, like, bit of soda?
Yeah.
Cut in half, opened, toasted and buttered, two of them. And she goes, that one's bacon and cheese, and the other one was fucking, you know, some other bullshit, like a flavoured soda. And she's standing there at the doorway at my mate's bedroom. She goes, eat that there, sure. And I was like, oh, and it's about the size of that. And I'm like, and I took a bite. No, by the way, no tea or like.
Nothing to
drink. And it was like, obviously, salty and a soda. And I was like, that's nice. And she goes, and lovely, try the other one, though. And then she was like, eat it all because you made it because you'll not get to eat it. And you know, like.
You'll not get to eat again for another 6 weeks.
Someone worrying about, you'll not get to eat till you're in Dublin in an hour and 40 minutes. And I'm like, just pushing it into my face. And I can remember like getting on this bus and I needed a shit. And I've never been more thirsty in my life. And then we stopped for a car. This is so embarrassing. Stopped for a carry out. At this point, I'm like just bacon and soda. I couldn't move. Like, and I went into this thing, got a carry out. Bought a thing of water and I bought a bottle of Coke to mix this. I mean, I was fucking 16 or 17. I should have been drinking spirits at all. Opened this bottle of Coke and the bus sort of stopped and I dropped it, right? And it turned and literally wedged in between the crotch like that. So the bottle was, like a 2 litre bottle sticking up this way. Just going, glug, 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 glug. And I had to lift it and I'm just like, what the fuck is today? Like, well, I was like, turn around.
See, for a while, that sounded like a porn script. She's like, you'll take a filled soda and you're just sitting there.
No, go on, touch it alone. No.
He's playing fucking like FIFA on Nintendo 64 at like a real early computer, and I'm just sitting there two full so like you couldn't eat that, like if you were the most stoned you'd ever been, you couldn't eat two buttered sodas. Like
that reminds me of a thing that a cafe in Leeds used to do when we were at uni. They used to call it breakfast and bread, and nice. It used to be two hollowed out loaves They're like a full batch loaf. Yeah. And they usually just scoop out the middle and fill it with beans, sausages, bacon. And they're just like, here you go.
I can't deal with it. I can't deal with like wet.
Too much bread, but.
Wet content in a sandwich. Because I listened to your podcast. I thought I'd listen to one. And I was like.
Listen to 10 minutes.
Get the code for free meals. And you were talking about, we were talking about Subway or something.
Yeah.
Who the fuck?
It's a big talking point now.
Who the fuck? Yeah, it's most of the thing.
Yeah, it's most of the thing.
Who the fuck's getting meatballs in a sub?
Me. Oh.
It's my favourite thing when I go to Subway. Just as a treat.
Small meatball.
No, just as a treat. Like. No, but it's not.
It's a fucking worst treat I've ever heard of my life.
No, but you know, it's messy now, don't get me wrong.
It's not worth the calories. It's definitely not. It's not worth the calories.
No. Yeah. No, it's not.
It's fucking disgusting.
But I think Subway, anything you get, it just tastes like Southwest sauce. Like, any of the footlongs. The Southwest sauce is so strong, it just tastes like that.
Yeah.
Like, footlong Southwest sauce.
There's a thing you can buy, like, in the spice section. Of a drug dealer's house. No, like, in a Tesco's, and it's just Italian mixed herbs. And see if you make a fucking ham sandwich at home and put the mixed herbs on it and pickles.
Unreal.
Everything's a Subway.
All right.
If you shook that over my cock and put a pickle on it, it's a Subway.
Some decently sexy.
Two meatballs. That's all you're tasting, like.
Yeah.
But fuck, I've talked about that loads of times doing the ad for Subway, and they brought up 12 meatball subs, perfectly made. And every take, I had to be like, hey, man. And bite it. And by the end of it, I was like, about to vomit out my nose. It's a fucking pasta dish in a sandwich.
Yeah.
What are you doing, man? Yeah. What's next?
Bread. No, it is too much. It is too much. Straight. I get it the odd time. I like the taste is good, but it's like a full on job eating it. But I do like it.
It's just, it don't make sense to me. It's like having soup in a sandwich or something. You know what I mean? It's like,
again, great idea.
Can I have bolognese, Bob?
Foot long carbonara.
I have a stroganoff baguette.
I don't hate this at all.
There's no, definitely not. I've definitely eaten worse.
Taking notes and all. Delicious!
I mean, you'd probably get that at fucking, what do you call the place beside yours again that I love going to that has every...
Oh, in Dungannon? Newell Stores?
Oh my god, like...
Newell Stores.
They'll basically do you strong enough.
Where's Newell Stores? Like, I know where that is.
It's in Dungannon.
It's fucking unbelievable.
I mean, I've
that's the wee film station.
There is a film station, but it's like a family-owned, like, supermarket.
Yeah.
Like a small one. But that's where I got my fucking bravado there, because I was going up, and I was seeing, like, a load of shit that I wanted, and being embarrassed to ask for it, and then that fucking Polish guy in front of me, he was like, do lasagna, soup, sweet and sour sauce, curry half and half, and the woman's putting it all in this one thing. He's like, two donuts, sausage roll, beef sausage. And like literally at the end, she was trying to cram the lid on, and he just went, and four sausage. Like, that's how he finishes all his meals.
We were so fat, we'd go down there and like get goujons and sides.
We'd be like, you get the meal, and then I'd be like, do you want some car goujons? And he'd be like, yeah. And then you'd be like, can I have 16 goujons? And we'd eat those in the car on the way over there.
Oh my god, it's car goujons.
And you wonder why.
Well, that's the dog days rovers.
Aye.
You know?
It's only up from here.
I'd be going in there and I'd be like, can you heat up this fucking grenade bar for me? Can you microwave
here, heated grenade bars are great.
So I hear, I'm never doing
them. They're great with ice cream, but that defeats the purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Loads of ice cream.
If you melt it on a cheesecake.
Yeah. Delicious.
Delicious. How long have we been talking here? 45 minutes. There's a bag of questions here.
A bag
of questions.
Also, who drew this illustration and why is Tim fatter?
Here, my mum said this. My mum was like, that illustrator's done you in there. McCann looks great. You look awful.
Emily McClement's very, very talented.
Yeah, it was it's fantastic. Even though I am looking very rotund. It's all good.
Wow. Fair play there. We've got questions here. How does Tim always stay so positive? I could never get to that level of personal motivation. 20 odd years of chronic depression and anxiety.
Oh wow.
That took a turn in.
Yeah, that was a sharp turn.
He's probably read through these.
20 years of chronic depression might have something to do with that. Well, yeah.
Yeah. I can't speak for
I mean, that's like going, how can Tim run so fast? I haven't been able to do it. I've got two broken legs.
Yeah. 10 years of unbroken legs, but...
Did you say the thing I posted today? I don't know who needs to hear this, but...
I see
some fella tweeted me saying, bottle of Lucozade, a couple of wanks, you'll be grand.
That's all you need. That's the key.
It is.
That's the key. Bottle of Lucozade.
Do you stay positive? It's hard to stay positive.
Nah, I'm not positive all the time. Like, I just... I just, whenever I am negative, I'm like, right, come on, catch yourself on. I think it's how long you stay in that state for, that's the issue.
It's recognizing it and ending it early.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I look at everything like a percentage thing.
Yeah.
Is your life 80% good and positive? You're going to have a few shit. But you know what I mean? It's like
I always say to you, people are always negative, and it's always to do with something they can't control. Like someone else's opinion on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just like, don't waste your energy on that. Like, you can't do anything about what other people think, you know?
You got to also endure some shit to, you know, enjoy stuff. To
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Natural. If you're on the rainbow, you got to go through some shit.
Yeah. Is that...
Exactly. Get that in the t-shirt.
If you're on the rainbow, you got to break some eggs, and that's all that matters.
Class. I know what it is. Like.
You got to break some eggs.
What does that even mean?
If you want to land amongst the stars, you have to.
You have to shoot for the
6-inch
knees.
I know. McCann has been losing weight, and fair play, he's been doing well. Who the fuck's this guy?
No, it's going to take a turn here, I know rightly, right? Yeah. They start off with a nice fight.
I know.
And it'll
he's
be
like,
fucking,
but.
Let me see a head joke or some shit.
Yeah. Oh, there'll be a head
he's
joke.
He's been doing well. So is the only reason he's back with Tim again, in case he gets to the point the body can't support the head.
Called it.
Yeah, well done, man.
And he needs a carer. Fuck, we're going to run out of battery here. I mean, that can be an issue if you're like a trans person who's getting a load of hormones and you've got the fat man head and the female frame can't hold it.
The can't take a flipping one of them wee shaky head boys.
It'd probably be someone's kink, like, you know.
Yeah.
Doll with a big man head.
Kink in your neck.
Crack.
Yeah, you'll get that today. But I mean, it is hilarious if you put a hat on your head and it's just lost.
No, it's
that picture I have of you in the Supreme hat is probably one of my favourite things I've ever seen.
I do have one. I've said this to you before. Of one hat that I think might fit you because it's fucking massive. Like
we should
try bucket.
It. And it annoys me because it's like a special edition Nike Carhartt collab. And it
it's a nice one.
It doesn't fit me. It's fucking like it's enormous and it's really high, but it might go around your fucking.
I laugh when you said in that picture of that like terrorist that looks like me, and you were like. An upside down dog basket.
That's actually like. Ridiculous how much that looks like you.
Crazy.
Well.
Crazy.
It's actually scary.
My sister's convinced that like I did some sort of a fucking edit
or
something.
It's the fucking goatee, which
it's the picture as well. You just stand back.
Because it was days after
off.
I uploaded that like Shakira video, app.
Yeah.
And my sister's like, "You just did that with that picture too." And I was like, "No, this is my doppelganger." Like,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
I just love the idea of you going shopping for guns.
Yeah.
What have you got? Bring it out, sir. Big weekend ahead of me.
Ratatata.
I mean, I get who. What is the first thing you notice about a person? The first thing I notice is if they have green or yellow teeth.
Oh.
Look out for white.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here, what did you brush your teeth with? A tube of pure... I don't know what the fuck that word is. What's the first thing you notice about? Well, I mean, if their teeth were green, you would notice that first. It goes tits, ass, watch.
Teeth.
A lot of times for me, it's trainers.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
If God forbid I was on Tinder going on dates, but I would walk in.
Yeah, but no one has their trainers in their picture, like.
I know, but if you turned up in real life and they were like, "Oh, I'm wearing a red top," and you walk in, you go, "There's a red top," and nah,
Primark Flimsoles.
Flimsoles?
I used to
call them Flimsoles, and he thought they were Flimsoles for years.
One of my many mispronounced words. Nobody in my family corrected me.
You kept going. I was like, "Here, you may
you're
as well."
Just walking, you're just walking in the shops. Have you any Condors? In size 12.
Can I get a pair of Lambs?
Where's the Vans? we were in LA.
Flex
in this shop. Yeah. Right, buying trainers, probably a bit stoned, and there's these girls shopping, and she had a pair of those like wicker shoes on, and McCann turns around without softening his accent at all. He goes, "Here, is that the new LeFleur?" "Then you got LeFleur?" And the girl was like, "What?" "And them new LeFleurs?" I was thinking of getting a pair myself. By the way, if you were thinking of getting those, they were like fucking woven like a wicker chair you put in your conservatory. "Yeah, them is new LeFleur, is it?" "Ah, they wouldn't survive the weather in home town."
Still the best, I'd say, moment, like, snippet in my life was probably that time we had a bottle of vodka at Venice Beach.
Yeah.
Oh, that's in a vlog, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jesus, I think what that was.
That looked like, good, yeah.
That was one of those moments where you're like, it actually probably won't get any better than this.
Yeah, this is...
What's better than this?
Yeah. Secretly drinking in public.
Yeah.
And they've probably never seen a bottle of vodka over there, so it just looked like medicine.
Yeah.
Are you drinking?
What are these boys down Calpol?
Is that open liquor? And you're like, Lick my.
Them the Nino Fleurs.
Them the Nino Fleurs. Le Fleurs pet.
Is that what they're called? Le Fleurs?
Golf Le Fleurs, yeah.
Oh my days.
As in, you walk around Le Fleur in them.
Oh, that's so yeah, because I remember that because I had went, I think the last person that I'd met up with in LA that was actually from here was my brother. And then it was like a couple of months period of like just having to soften your accent again for Americans. And then whenever you and Maureen were over, I went full fucking Tyrone again. Like. So yeah.
But having said that, I've been never got asked twice what I had said.
Yeah.
Anywhere in LA, you'd say something and go, no problem.
Yeah.
And then you go to fucking Dublin and you say something, they're like, what's he fucking saying, man? What's he saying?
The Nordy.
You Nordy fucking cunt.
Yeah.
If Tim and Aaron swapped jobs and Tim became a comedian and Aaron became a PT, who would fail the quickest?
Oh, your business would go to shit. I took over it like...
No, I think
you should both struggle.
Yeah, I think I'd struggle at the comedy side of things. Like, I definitely would. Not something that I ever want to go into. Like, but
you know, I mean, obviously, you're going to start at like open mic level. If you were just confident and talked clearly,
yeah,
that puts you fucking miles ahead of most people to start.
Yeah,
and if you're aware that like you're trying a bit and it wasn't going like as well as it could have went, sort of back out of it. That'll get you through a gig.
Yeah.
Whereas McCann standing there over a barbell going. Get it off Le Fleur.
Comedy is one of those things though that if you like you look back at it and you're like, right, if I had to start this all over again from the start, would I do it? And definitely not. Like,
no, it's yeah, I mean like
it's such a fucking long game, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely more of a TED talk kind of guy. I think I'd rather go that route than ever stand on stage and try and make people laugh. 100%.
The TED talk would be funny.
Yeah. Hilarious.
How do I juggle farming?
You'd be done. Lead a TED talk,
eh? Oh man, great. Yeah. Great. It's coming five years time. I said I'm going to do a TED talk by the time I'm 30.
Speaking of your boy Liam and fucking Oma there, he'll get you up on an empty stroll talking to nobody.
No, straight to
empty stroll. What would you talk about? Right, if you had to do one on Friday, what would your talk about?
Oh, I don't know. I'd need to niche it down. Like a TED talk's going to have to be something that I have to. People think I'm an expert in, which I'm an expert in nothing at the minute.
Get it niched right down.
Yeah. Fat loss.
You can and fucking spoof it too.
Improving your... Here, being a positive guy all the time. Yeah. That's my thing.
Non-stop positive guy. That's a good question, isn't it?
That is a good question.
That is a good question.
Although if it happened right now, you probably have more sort of like second-hand information about PT and
both
them than... You can't really explain how to do stand-up that well. Yeah. It's very much like a try it.
Go and do it and see how you get on. I die my ass. Like,
what is your biggest pet peeve? Mine is loud and unnecessary noise. Noisy eaters drives me insane. Yeah,
I hate that also.
Yeah, I'll fucking beat you to death. If you're loud. Like,
yeah,
I actually think there is a proper phobia of that, and I think I have it. Like,
I have a weird thing. Like, say you were eating fucking a bowl of Doritos, and I know they're crispy.
Yeah,
and you're quite aggressively eating them. Like, that's okay with me.
Yeah.
But it's when people do like a weird thing or a weird rhythm when they eat and you're like, oh, can't unsee that now.
And it's something that's not crunchy. Like with an apple, I'm like, you know, I'll let a bit of side noise come at me, but see anything else? Like,
see if I can hear your teeth hit together and I know you're eating like pasta.
Yeah. That shouldn't happen.
Do you ever get it whenever someone's eating something with a fork and then their fucking teeth cling off?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
And scrape it just like, horrible.
I've done that by accident where I had to go to the dentist because I bit the fork by accident. But I had to
just tuck out a tooth.
No, it was fucking. I was cooking a barbecue actually, and I just stuck the fork in on the thing to eat it straight away.
It tastes like fork.
And I took a bite, and I think, you know, like I think I put the fork in at a different angle than I thought I'd put it in, and I went and just went, oh, for fuck's sake.
There's nothing worse than if you've ever had a filling with a fork. Or like, it's awful. It's awful.
You're a hungry boy.
There's no good way to chip a tooth. I chipped a tooth one time listening to grime music in the shower.
That doesn't surprise me.
Just gritting my teeth.
You love grime.
I love it.
I don't
Very
get it.
Optimistic music. Grime music.
We listened to it on the way up in the car.
That
was
great.
I was thrilled. Not one bit of Katy Perry came on.
I'm glad you've stopped the daily dance routines.
Oh, yeah. You just bullied me out of that. I was fuming.
Ah, okay.
Someone else was like, here, don't listen to them, guys. Just get on and do it.
Sometimes you need some friendly fire.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Surround yourself with positive people. And you guys are like, don't do that, Tim. And I was like, okay, I'll stop. Yeah, they're coming back.
If the opportunity arose, would any of you live full time in LA? Yes.
100%.
Yes.
I've never been. I would actually love to go.
I have limited experience of it, and I was like, oh, I'd live here. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a great place.
100%. Because even just the attitude of everyone. Like,
yeah, people, it sickens some people, but if you're actually out there trying to hustle,
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
You know, I said this on the last podcast with your boy, Matt from Inside Show.
Yes.
And I was saying, like, if you're trying to do something over there, people kind of half respect it.
Yeah.
Mm. They would, you know, if you said, oh, I'm out here, I'm trying to do an online coach thing, I'm a PT, they'd be like, oh, yeah, cool, do you have a card or something? You know.
Whereas over here, if you're not, like, don't have a mortgage by the time you're 22, what the?
Sure, you
get your life together, sir.
You can't lift weights.
But that's the, like, over here has, like, a stereotype of having, like, a very, like, you know, almost getting slagged for the attempt, or like a stay in your lane.
It's the Northern Irish attitude. I wrote a blog on it once.
But it kind of,
a while back,
you kind of think it can't be like that. Like, it can't, like, fulfill that stereotype, and then it does.
No, it 100% does.
Like, you see, like, Reese McKee fighting over the weekend, and like lost the fight to a fucking animal, and like most Twitter's like, oh, fuck's sake,
what a waste of time. What? Yeah,
and you're like, I
made it to the UFC.
I just was talking about that with Liam McCourt.
Yeah,
and you know, it's like,
it's no wonder so many people don't follow through.
That card, and the guy lost the fight to, like, a really experienced fighter, tough fight, and they were like, oh, maybe stick to the scaffolding or something. And you're like, what?
Like, he's 24, like, and he's in the UFC.
People don't want to see other people doing better than them, though. That's the biggest issue.
They know, right? But Reese McKee's lethal.
Yeah, obviously.
But that guy is they'll look back and be like, Jesus, do you remember they fucking threw him to the wolves a wee bit? First fight in the UFC. Like, that guy is just going to rip through a bunch of fighters and probably be a champion.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, ah, Jesus Christ. It was like when they give, McGregor back in the day, like, he had his first fight, and then they sort of needed to fill a bit of a gap, and they let him, that guy Dennis Seaver, fight him in Dublin, I think. Was it Dublin? Maybe that was the Brando fight. They knew rightly he's going to chew this cunt up. Yeah. Like, and sure enough, walks in, picks him apart, gets on top of him, beats the fuck out of him. And you're like, they knew that was going to happen. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because obviously he's just wiping everybody out, and he's a champion. And like,
I just hated seeing that shit. Like, how many more like cool people do you think we'd have from over here if we didn't have fucking, like?
It reminds me of that story that it's this attitude. It goes back whenever I'd done my GCSEs and I picked HE, and remember I told you this was like not that long.
How many dicks you
this was not that, this was not that long ago, but a year ago, and we were talking about GCSEs, and this guy went to me. He was like, oh, you faggot. You gay? And this was like, I'm 24, like, it was a while ago, and he's like, and are you gay?
And then you get on the fucking school bus with, like,
Whip up an apple crumble, and like, who's laughing now?
You're a load of 15s, and you're like, suck it.
By the way, nothing straighter.
Oh, absolutely.
Sitting eating fades and all.
A man that can cook, sir.
Chatting a woman, absolutely. Get more emotionally intelligent, fucking right.
I wish it was, I could cook pretty well from a young age. I wish it was more, I remember going to fucking HE, and it was like, today we're going to make, like, something real bullshit.
Yeah.
Toast and tea. And I'd be like, man, get the fuck.
Yeah. I made carrot soup one time for my GCSE practical, and I just blended carrots.
Raw carrots.
And do you know the way, like, nice soup has a little bit of, like, creme fraiche? I poured the cream on top, and it just looked like a bowl of mush. And she went, well, that needs work. I was like,
Tim's sitting there with a bottle of Tipex.
I'm sweating for my GCSE HE exam. Like,
oh no,
I can't cook for shit.
I made them roasted vegetables, but I bought them in a packet, but I didn't want to show the teacher that I'd brought in a tinfoil dish, them already seasoned. So I hid it, and I was like, whacked them in the oven. She's like, they're delicious. And I was like, shout out Dunn Stores.
They're already seasoned.
Niamh McGlinchey, will Tim marry me?
Oh, why?
There you go, sir.
Sure, why not? Hey,
why not? Gotta get red somewhere.
No, wait, leave that after the marriage. Calm, please.
I can't wait. Do you get married? It's gonna be so distracting. Come out here for photos and all. You're just the whole time going, get this over.
Cut that cake to fuck it up and stare.
Why I would argue against it is you're not missing much. So you could either put it off and be like, ah, sure, it's only bucking. Especially if you're going ass to mouth on a Tuesday. You're sort of like,
asked about Tuesdays. It's classic.
Like, it's like not a big deal, so why hold back? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it.
It actually will probably be a letdown.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, class.
Yeah.
It's like telling someone you're gonna take stand up, for example. Oh, I'm gonna do a gig in 5 years. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be shit.
Like my TED talk.
It's gonna take another 5 years to get good at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Start sooner.
Yeah.
Hit that wedding night like a fucking professional athletes. You know what I'm saying? No one rides on a wedding night. You're exhausted.
Right?
Hit the bed, sir.
Get me too far.
You'd have to take a fucking good long shower before.
Sure, they can't even have weddings at the minute. Sure, it's a disaster. My brother's had to put his off to like next year.
My dad's getting remarried there in August.
Plenty of fish curry?
That's not her name. Like
Poff girl?
I guess it's yeah.
That's hilarious. I remember Jess telling me about his dad. He bought a year subscription? Plenty of fish.
What was worth it?
Met a girl after about it.
How much is a year?
But he met her within the 6th month, so he was like, can I get the rest of the money back?
I don't need it now. But that's the thing. Who's paying a year for Tinder? Like,
well, people, you don't, that's a pretty negative yourself, like.
Yeah, you're like, it's gonna take a year.
Yeah.
Like, do you just play around for 11 months and then the last one you're like, right, fucking make something happen?
It's go time.
You just get picky, I think, if you've got like that much of a window. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Nobody needs that. Like,
it's like the thing, given amount of time, that's how long it'll take to get the work done, you know? If you're given 12 months to find a woman, it'll take 12 months.
Aye.
Whereas if you're like, right, I need a woman
in
2 weeks.
If you're in Amsterdam and you're going for dinner at 8.
Yeah. Let's get it done.
And you need to blast one.
Do a couple of Pomodoros. We're sweet.
I'm in the podcast you did after Amsterdam. I was listening to it and you were like, and I went with Mickey and Aaron and not one prostitute was fuming.
Yeah, I'm the married guy going like, well, what? I'll pay for it, for fuck's sake. I'll pay double. Somebody. It's not 30, you know what I mean? It's not CD over here.
No.
That's paying that woman's rent.
It's acceptable. I've never been.
And especially when it's like, that's the fucking premiership of prostitutes. Yeah. Like, these aren't like a bunch
that's
of
the Champions League.
These aren't a bunch of skip rats.
We're not even in the foil cup over here.
You're walking along and you're like, that's actually Beyonce. Is that actually Beyonce for 50 quid? Up there? And yous are all like, I don't know.
Meanwhile,
I'm having an aneurysm because I smoke too much weed. Boys, take me back to the room.
Oh my days.
Where the fuck you get that pizza?
Yous boys would have been some sight over there.
Oh, it was hilarious. It was so funny.
Just in a beer garden getting sunburnt to death.
But everyone,
you two fucking tasty bastards.
It's that thing of like, oh,
Mickey's always sunburnt, even when it's like minus 10 degrees.
He's had a glass of water since the noughties.
He has blood problems. So like, it's like
blood problems. Like
pressure.
Three comedians in Amsterdam, people are like, oh, that's a bad one, isn't it? And it's just like, we had like three panic attacks in a nap.
Unreal.
Drugs. Adrian Dallas, as a fellow online coach, shout out to ADD.
Not many of us.
How does him find the transition from in-person training to online coaching?
Great.
Better, probably.
It's great. I actually started in January.
It's funny because, you know, even me thinking, like, I have a lot of equipment, so you can program.
Oh, it's great.
Decent work. Is that
good? Oh, it's fantastic. Because over COVID, a lot of people were doing home workouts, and I was like, I have to try my best to make this as inventive as possible.
Yeah.
There's only so many press-ups you can do. Like.
Yeah.
But whenever someone has full equipment, and now that we're back in the gyms, it's like, oh, great.
Yeah.
I love programming. Like, so.
Yeah, because, you know, realistically, you're like, it. When you think about it, it kind of might be a waste of time. Unless someone might be like older and has never lifted anything.
Or beginners need the in-person
training. Can you do like a short set of fucking in-person sets to get someone going?
Yeah.
And then,
some people do like a hybrid, so they'll do like one session a week in the gym to fully like nail form and then online the rest of the time.
Yeah.
But no, I went online in January, so before COVID. People think I went online because of COVID.
Yeah.
Thankfully I had a bit of a head start.
Yeah.
Because the amount of PTs that were like, I was in PT groups and there was PTs that were like, I need to go online, but I don't even know how to use an iPad or I don't know how to use a laptop. And I'm like, oh goodness.
Yeah,
you know, you're in there.
Goodness me.
Yeah, I want to live in Bali for 3 months. So that's why I want to.
Nice.
Freedom.
Bali. And you'll start a trend, man. A lot of fitness people will be going to Bali.
I'm telling you. The laptop lifestyle, it's all about it.
Yeah.
Bali just looks great.
That was me being sarcastic.
Oh, I know.
Because I know that's part of the journey. Now.
Yeah, a lot of fitness people go to
Try
Bali.
Try and find some. Is the Philippines?
What?
Where's Bali?
Indonesia. Is it? I don't know.
Oh, Jesus. No,
it is Bali, Indonesia. I've seen it on Airbnb. But in Bali for 450 quid a month, your boy's lapping up in a pool, sir.
Oh, aye.
Lapping what up?
Well, we'll see when we get out there. Moped in the pool, 3 quid.
Bling, bling.
Ching, ching, party on.
Yeah. And then you get out there and you realise you're like, from Tyrone and you're like, I'll hit and kill you.
I'll
Jesus Christ.
Shocking. But yeah, you gotta be well chiseled before you go out there, you know what I mean?
So, oh, I know.
So you mean business.
Get rid of that COVID 5% extra body fat that I've gathered up. Now the football's back, I'm leaning down, you know.
It's good that you as a coach you also have a target. You know, you can,
oh, of course.
You can like relate to people.
Of course. Definitely.
Now I don't know, there's weight coming off with me, and the only thing I can say is trousers don't fit me. And t-shirts look big, and that's it.
That's great.
We're a long way away from.
I'm sure that's great.
Pronounced fuck gutters, but
yeah, but yeah, but this you want it. I always harp on to people long term. You have to think long term,
of course, yeah.
Because people do quick fixes for a couple of weeks. Yeah, they might lose the weight, but they'll be depressed on the back of it because.
Yeah, sometimes you know. Sometimes you see someone who really drops a lot of fat really quickly.
Yeah,
and you realize,
and they also look awful.
Yeah, like underneath.
Yeah,
it's like a fucking. It's like a. You know, just like a wee tiny frame holding yeah. up a load of loose
and they
fat.
They look great. And some people like suit that little bit of extra weight, and people just try and totally lose the weight. And then people take up running. Running and fat loss is fine, but people take up running. They run the roads, and then they don't have any knees left, and they just look like, you know, they've been put through a shredder.
Yeah. Nobody knows how to run, like.
Yeah, no one knows how to run.
Running's a weird thing.
It's bad for you if you don't have the muscle to cope with it. Strength and conditioning. You know, gym work is key. A lot of people neglect it.
Yeah, totally.
You have to do something. Like resistance training of some sort has to be done. I have loads of people come to me and say, oh, I just want to, like, you know, we'll just focus on diet, and I hate the gym. I'm like, well, find something you enjoy.
You can get quite strenuous left with just a kettlebell.
Oh, I know, yeah. Like, and resistance band as well.
Front squats. And it actually is as tough to do like a back squat with a lot of weight as it is to do two kettlebells at a front squat. Like, it's the same, like, you know, push through the top. Like,
I added thrusters into your workout this week as well.
Oh, you dirty bitch.
Double rack. Oh, that's great. Can't wait to see you try them.
That's the reason I'm walking around with a bad back. But what's your ideal meal day? You have to pick a Sambo packet of crisps. Meal day. Sambo packet of crisps, chocolate bar. Let's do it. What's class, your ultimate Subway?
Class question.
Wait a minute. Do you know what? Keep at the end. There's two more questions. Apart from Lavery's, for the obvious connection, what's your favourite pub bar to go drinking in Belfast? I'm a Dirty Onion fan.
Dirty Onion's good.
And I'm a Dirty Onion fan in it. Most people sit outside.
I never remember where, like, what the bars are called.
No,
I just kind of go. Because I don't drink, because I don't go to Belfast much even. I'm just like, okay, I'll go wherever the crowd's
Belfast,
going.
Belfast has a lot of bars now where it doesn't matter which one you're in.
Yeah.
The vibes are like...
I like the Heart Bar.
Yeah?
I like that.
Heart Bar's good.
Well, the Heart Bar's like a diet Duke of York. Duke York out the back's lethal.
Yeah. The live music in the Heart Bar is great.
Yeah.
I like Pugs too. Pug Uglies.
Yeah. The Woodworkers is my favourite place to drink.
Oh, it's deadly.
Woodworkers.
It's at Lavery's. I love it. Like, see down the back corner, fucking all the boys.
Lethal. That was the spot.
Where's the place that's inside and outside? Thirsty Goat? Is that a place?
That and Dirty Onion is like...
Oh, is that like the one?
Oh, yeah. You can be inside. Right, okay. It's open air, yeah.
Yeah, that's decent.
Worst gig of my life in there. Doing like a fucking tenants gig or something. The woman was like, yeah, but it's just going to be some of the employees here. And then because it was free drink and free food, there was about fucking 700 people there.
And she went up and she was like, oh,
you're going up next. That's
how loud it was. Next, come and get us.
And I walked up. No one even heard her. Here I am, talking into the abyss. Fuck that. Question, apart from that, yeah, well, there you go. This is the final question. Patrick McAllister, he goes to Lavery's. He's wearing Yeezys one day.
Good lord.
I feel like I know that name.
Anyway, friend of your dad's.
I think he's in
the final the question. What's your ideal, just say, meal deal? Let's go Subway. What are we talking?
Oh, Subway? We're going Subway?
Well, who gives a fuck about a meal deal out of Tesco's? Eat my ass.
See, Subway, I used to get everything. Which became a bit of an issue because it wouldn't even fit in the bread. So after Rowan, I used to go to the Subway. Used to just I was like, give us everything.
Now,
and the woman,
everything.
Like all the salad. The woman looked at us.
What meat are we talking about?
Oh, meat, sorry. Normally like a BMT.
Nah, BMT.
BMT is the shit, yeah.
Mm.
It's like a pizza and a bab.
Yeah, it's great. But the salad got too much. I was like, this is just too much. So now I just go for lettuce, tomato, olives, jalapenos.
You lost my respect at olives.
What? Olives are great.
No, they are. When you're drunk and they're good. The black ones, please fucking eat my ass.
BMT the green ones are better. Is like the big taste of McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's like it's the only real...
I hate McDonald's burgers.
...thing in the menu.
I hate them.
I've... You know, you go through all the fucking steak and, you know, all that shit.
teriyaki steak and all that wank. My favourite Subway now is just, I get the rotisserie chicken.
Oh yeah.
And ham.
That's new, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Pretty new, yeah.
I just get a fucking plain sandwich. I just get the chicken, ham, bit of cheese melted on it, and then I just go lettuce, tomato, cucumber, loads of pickles.
Yeah.
Mm. Wee bit of Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I do.
They have good cookies too.
But sometimes I think if you leave the salad out altogether, it's like a toasty. It's really nice. Like sometimes I'm just like, don't even give me any salad.
Nah, I enjoy a juicy sandwich. Like,
Respect. Heated, obviously.
Oh, why?
I don't trust anyone that doesn't get their Subway heated.
Mm.
You got to get it heated.
You're losing a lot of texture there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Texture.
Bit of crunch. Yeah. No, definitely.
That's a weird one. Like, and I had Kyle Subway.
I know. Fuck and off. Anyone that gets tuna in a Subway.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Come on.
Again, that's like going out for carbonara.
Surround yourself with good people, not them people.
I can make a tuna sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for it.
I don't like tuna that isn't...
That isn't John West.
If it's
not
John West, like, I don't want it. You know, you go to a center deli and you see it, and it looks grey or something.
But they try
that's the colour tuna is.
They try and get, you know, a bit of legs out of it, like, so they mix it with so much mayonnaise.
Yeah. It's
like
probably been there for a week,
Fuck that, carry on.
Yeah.
100%.
Like chicken and bacon mix, but it's like all mayo, that's all you taste.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Squirt. we've talked for an hour and 12 minutes.
Wow.
And we've talked mainly about food, and I'm ready for sush.
Yes, dude.
So we're going to go... We're going... We're
California
going to
Southeast
rules. Asia. We're going to Bali. Which, of course, we now know is in the Philippines. It's not.
It's not.
In Indonesia.
And do you? You always have heard.
I know.
Do we get this food and bring it here, or do we go out?
I'm game for whatever.
You're the host, sir.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
I mean, you could play some tunes here and eat. You could really embarrass yourself with sushi. And, you know what I mean? Like
Deliveroo, do Kamakura, like.
Well, let's do it.
Okay.
Cheers, guys, for coming on.
Not a bother.
This will be out when it's out, which is a week from... It'll be out today, because you're watching it today.
Yeah.
But it was recorded a week ago, just in case anything dramatic happens. No problem.
Yes.
Never
great stuff.
Again.
Thanks so much. Loved it.
And if you want to get 20% off some gross meals that you want to throw in the bin, Dirt Civil 20, clean
what
cut.
What camera do we look at here?
By the way, just clean cut. Let's shift some units.
Please don't.
Let's shift some units.
Yeah.
And by shifting units, I mean, let's leave this desk, Aaron. Right, see you later.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
All the best.